Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm your host Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, wonderful, sun-tanned, sun-kissed, smiling, glorious, wonderful, awesome, hilarious co-host, Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
I love how you, first of all, made a switch in, like, tones. And sun-kissed and sun-tanned or sunburned, well, it's technically the same thing. I have a landing strip,
do you?
A landing strip on my chest, so yeah.
Do you know that that's probably not the thing to say, landing strip on your...
What?
Maybe one day I'll share with you what else that could mean.
You mean it could be a floor down?
Yeah.
Well, I won't comment on the floor down area. Anyway...
Anywho and however.
However.
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? I was thinking last week I did something that I can tell you about. Oh yeah, I remember now. I watched the end of Big Bang Theory. I was
How was it?
Better than Game of Thrones, in my opinion. It was really nice, actually. It was really heartwarming.
Oh, that's good.
And I was missing, like, quite a few episodes, and I forgot how funny they actually were. They have quite great jokes. And I love that geek is cool. I mean, they make it not cool, but it's cool.
Yeah. I've heard, like, a lot of mixed opinions that actually, like, Big Bang Theory is not really that good representation for the science community.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I actually found a Facebook thread from this day in history for myself yesterday that I had binge watched the first three seasons of Big Bang Theory, and my astrophysicist friend was like, oh, it's so good, it's amazing. So like at least the first three series she was on board with, but I'm not sure how the rest of them hold up.
Yeah, I mean, like, actual science wise it's probably not. I think even Amy Farrah Fowler, however you pronounce her name, I have no clue. Blossom.
Yeah, we know who you mean.
Yeah. Even though she's like a neuroscientist, actually, she probably can't like move an entire ship around, just like add information here and there, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I mean, you could criticize how the women in the series are all super good looking. And the man, not so much. I mean, not well. It's always in the eye of the beholder.
But for sure.
They're obviously more quirky and visually more quirky than the old women that are part of it. Mm-hmm. But I do like it.
I've always liked it as well.
And you get a lot of inspiration for like shirts and stuff, because Sheldon was wearing a super awesome Gryffindor shirt and I was like, I've never seen those before. Where can I get that? And I was looking it up a bit and then I found some pages. I didn't order it, but it's like interesting shirt wise.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, where'd you get that? I want it too.
Yeah. So that's my geeky pastime in the last week and some other series. But what about you?
Good question.
Unexpected also.
Apparently. Even though we ask this every week, I'm like, what actually have I been doing? Did not come prepared.
Damn it.
Okay,
crickets. We need a soundboard.
We do need a soundboard. I released my first games review.
Yes, that you did.
That happened.
Where can we find the games review? Tell us.
Okay, you can find it at geekherring.com and click on Amanda Reviews, then you'll get that.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, so that was fun. It was a games review about an indie game called Kathy Rain, which Tom got me for my birthday, featuring a badass female lead character. So that's cool.
That's awesome. I'm excited. I obviously read all of it and you have to go check it out. It's amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
The magician of words, the mistress of words. That sounds wrong. It sounds
that
wrong.
That does sound really long. Wrong. I like it.
I mean, I feel it has a certain ring to your ear, but it still sounds a bit wrong.
Yeah. I kind of like it. I might don don that cap, the mistress of words.
I like it.
The words mistress.
Words
the wordstress.
Wordstress.
Something to work with.
Geek Herring, developing new words since 2019.
Yeah. I think I know why I don't know what I did that's geeky. Because I haven't really done anything geeky this week. I haven't done much this week that hasn't been working.
But why? Tell our listeners why.
Oh, well, it's not exciting. My brother-in-law broke his knee and I was like catching up on work almost every single day. And then one of my clients asked me to take on extra work and all of it had to be due today. And I was like, oh, fuck my life. So literally like all day, every day was like work, 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 work.
I was actually thinking about the exciting thing you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. I am taking 2 days off from work. Like I'm not going to work at all the next 2 days because I am going on a girls trip to Dublin tomorrow to see Backstreet Boys in concert.
Woo!
I am pretty damn excited about it.
I'm not jealous at all.
You should be. It's going to be amazing. I first saw them in 1997.
I've been on one Backstreet Boys concert and I don't know when it was. Mm. And I was with a weird school colleague that I was really friends with. I wasn't even really friends with her.
Oh.
But we agreed that we're going to scream the shit out of it. Like, going to scream as fuck.
Scream, scream, scream. That's cool. I've seen them 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's been 5. It might be 4, but I think it's 5. It's
definitely going to be 5 tomorrow then.
Definitely, because I've seen them twice here in Belfast. My first time was in Pennsylvania. I've seen them at least once in Toronto, but I think it was twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. There comes back the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s, the 2000s. But actually, their most recent album is phenomenal. Like, it's so good.
I have to check that out. I haven't done that.
Do it.
It always brings, it's weird that it brings you back their That's voices true. Into different times in your life. It's strange. Mm-hmm. Like some things when I was getting the car back to my dad because I was at a flea market on Sunday and they had like 90s music in the car and I was like, nice. Wow, look, I'm all 18 again.
Yeah, 90s music is the best music.
I mean, I don't know, but it's the one that like I grew up with. So I'm like emotionally attached.
Yes, no, 100%. It is the best music. Do, 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 do. That wasn't 90s music. It was just music.
So what are we going to talk about today now that we've introduced and talked a lot about what was going on in our lives in the last week?
Or lack of going on in our lives in the last week, let's be honest.
What that?
Today we are going to talk about representation in video games. And more specifically, the rising representation in video games.
Because if you like it or not, things are happening.
The change is on the way.
Life is not always shit. We had a few downer stuff going on in the last couple of episodes, but not in this one.
No, we will say one thing. The trolls have been out, but we're not feeding them.
Haters gonna hate, potatoes gonna potate.
Hell yeah.
This episode is all about what awesome things have been going on.
Yeah. So we're going to roll it back to, well, actually, first of all, I think we're going to talk about Bethesda because they're kind of leading the way in character representation, mm-hmm. especially, I can't say too much about Fallout because I haven't played anything in the Fallout realm, but definitely in Elder Scrolls, the entire franchise is so representative and customizable. It's amazing. Have you ever played anything in Elder Scrolls, Monica?
Nope.
Okay, let me gush about them.
Yes, please.
So Elder Scrolls, I can only speak for Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, and Elder Scrolls Online. because even though I played Oblivion, which was Elder Scrolls 4, I'd never actually got that far into characterization and everything. So definitely in these two, your character customization is amazing. You can be male, female, you can have, like, you can make your looks as androgynous as you want. You can go from white, so white that you're like almost pale, like see-through, you know, to so dark-skinned that you like blend into the walls behind you. You know, like the range of skin colors in Elder Scrolls is amazing. Range of ages, you can go any from like, but probably around 18 to, you can have as many wrinkles on your face. Your wrinkles could have wrinkles. Like, you can make your old, like an old character, and it's amazing. Plus, you could have in Skyrim, you have the option to get married. And the first time I played it, I had my female character marry a female character.
Because Tom's always playing female characters.
Well, yes, but this was like a solo. I was playing just on my own. And I had the choice of marrying a whole bunch of people, and I chose a girl.
Polyamorous as well.
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it's not really polyamorous in game, because I only married one person.
But you could pick from a lot.
Oh, yeah, I could pick from a lot of people. And then in Elder Scrolls Online, you can actually get married to a character in game and like have a whole ceremony and everything. So like, you can seriously like just marry whoever you want.
Cool.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that like Elder Scrolls is definitely leading the way when it comes to character customization.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've talked about the Fallout issue. So Fallout, the game, was really quick with banning whoever trolled, who made homophobic comments. So they do have a general open stance with general representation and taking care of getting rid of the asshole trolls, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah, go Bethesda. Like, I can't fault the company for their social and political ethics and everything. Like, they're definitely at the forefront for game companies.
Go Bethesda.
Go Bethesda. We're not going to talk about their E3 release, though, because it was quite disappointing. So we'll just skip over that.
Okay.
Okay.
Next, because still no Elder Scrolls 5.
Oh, no. Elder Scrolls 5 came out in 2011. We're waiting for 6.
Oh, 6 then. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, we're just going to avoid their talk in E3. So the next thing we want to talk about is, it is old news. It kind of released in January of this year, but Overwatch has now got 2 openly LGBTQ+ characters. So Tracer is a lesbian, and she's like awesome. She's like really nicely, like fully clothed, and has really cool hair, and is awesome in general. And in January, they announced that Soldier 76 is gay, and he's joining the ranks of the queer club in Overwatch.
I do like that. In general, it seems so often that people or companies have no problem with lesbian characters, but with male gay characters, that's always seems to be some weird issue. But yeah. Great that they took a step now and let Soldier 76 come out as well.
Yeah. So, and like the way that he told or came out, I guess I could say, is that he was talking about like a past relationship, and that like his partner is now, or his ex-partner is now married to this guy, and shows a picture of like him.
That's really cute.
And it's, yeah.
I like also that he's from the character, he's not a 19, 20 year old young dude, blah, 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 but he's like actually in the mid to late 50s. So he's an older man coming out as gay. I really like that.
I do too. Like, it's so important for the LGBTQ community to have this representation in games. And I have to say, like, Blizzard is doing a lot of good with representation as well. They're like creating these characters. It hasn't really come across to Warcraft yet, but to be honest, there's not actually that many like character relationships in Warcraft anyways. Like, it's not kind of the focus, but diversity in Blizzard is a big thing, like as a company.
Mm-hmm.
And for Pride Month, they have released a limited edition Pride pin badge. And well, number one, it is really, really beautiful. But number two, they're donating, I'm pretty sure it's 100% of the profits to the Trevor Project, which is an amazing LGBTQ charity that's doing a lot of good. So yeah, it's just, they're just in a really good place right now as well. So that's two big companies making the big changes, which is awesome.
I think it's so, especially in games like Overwatch, right? A lot of young kids play that. Like, even when you're like, and it's a very popular game. So I feel by these companies taking a stance and making it more visible, it's super important for the upcoming generation and all the kids who play that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, I just picture, like, I know, to be fair, most of the kids that I know right now, they play Fortnite. And I'm not sure what representation is like in Fortnite. Not too sure. But like, Fortnite, I feel like, is maybe a jumping point, a starting point for getting more into the games like Overwatch and some of the rest of the games that we will be talking about. Like, so there's definitely going to be opportunity for these children to have normalized, like, access to diverse characters.
Yeah. I don't recall having any openly LGBTQ folks in any games I played when I was younger.
No.
I mean, to be fair, it was mostly 8-bit, so...
Yeah, it was, like, probably the only game I really played that actually had people in it was Tomb Raider, so...
Yeah.
And all we got there was square boobs, so...
That's true.
Triangle boobs.
But that was, like... Triangle boobs. That was so exciting back in the days.
I know.
that he could have triangle boobs even.
Yeah. True, true. So one of the biggest reasons that Monica and I want to talk about representation in video games right now is because E3 has been on over the weekend. We're recording this on Monday, so there is some announcements still to come. But the announcements that we have had so far are pretty amazing. Monica's going to tell you what E3 is, but I really just wanted to be excited and say that the diverse characters that have been released are well on the rise, and the straight white male characters there hasn't been as many of them announced. So, like, looking at that from an industry point of view, there's definitely change on the horizon.
Yeah, especially because we had, like, what, years and years and centuries of the most exciting thing being a straight white male character, eventually a straight white female character, but not as many of them anyway. And slowly but steadily, the LGBTQ community gets more and more visibility in all those games. I didn't even know when I was reading the articles that Ellie from The Last of Us was gay as well. I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I did.
No, I only knew that the actress who... what's her name?
Is it Ellen Page? Is she?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that she came out, but I had no idea that actually the character was LGBTQ as well. So that's super exciting. Yeah, and for those of you who have no idea what the E3 is, E3 is short for Electronic Entertainment Expo. Whoop, whoop. And like the go-to expo for all things games. A lot of developers and publishers and whoever is in the gaming industry, like, publicly announce what's going on in their companies during the E3. And they announce games or like, usually, sometimes they also announce, like, new consoles and stuff on the E3. So that's, like, the event that the geek world is waiting for. Like, there are companies like Bethesda and EA and Microsoft and CD Projekt Red part of the E3, and usually Sony was part of that as well. But for 2019, they did announce that they didn't participate. So no PlayStation news for us, unfortunately.
Yeah, Blizzard didn't participate this year either, which was a bit of a bummer.
I mean, they had they had their own conference to get over.
Sorry, and I just want to go back to The Last of Us, because I just looked it up and Ellen Page does not play Ellie. It's actually Ashley Johnson plays Ellie in The Last of Us.
Oh, who's so
Ellen Page? I just wanted to clarify that there.
That's great, but who did Ellen Page? What game was that then?
She was in Beyond.
Beyond.
I'm not even sure what game that is.
Beyond Two Souls. I think I played that. Like, yeah. It's like from those who created Heavy Rain, right? Beyond Two Souls, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Mystery solved.
That was a really cool game.
I didn't play it, but maybe I want to now.
Oh, you should want to. Hang on. Yes, that's the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we didn't finish it, but it's like similar to Heavy Rain, so you influence the story and stuff like that. That's super awesome. And was really, it was really interesting and really exciting. So the weirdo and me played it together, but then apparently its PlayStation couldn't get over it anymore. So we stopped it at some point and never finished it. Maybe we need to start it again. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to look it up as well and see if Tom and I can play it together. We love those choice games.
No, I'm just sitting and watching and then telling him what I would do and stuff. Yeah. So that's super, I really like that. So yeah, Beyond Two Souls. Yeah, they too look so similar though. So that's why I'm not surprised if we got them mixed up, to be honest.
It happens. So one really, really, really awesome thing that happened at E3 is that they had some women getting up on stage talking about the games that they played or that they have created.
Yes.
As far as I know, it hasn't really happened before. There's been like...
If you follow on Twitter, it seems like it hasn't.
Yeah.
Because like the excitement that there are women on the stage was too big to be like, that's normal everyday, day to day, because why should you be excited that three women are on the stage when there has been like in the years before? So apparently it was a quite big of a sausage fest in the last couple of decades, probably.
Definitely. There's a lot of articles about the lack of women in E3. So I'm excited that there's now women on stage presenting at E3.
Super excited.
Yeah. One in particular, she is called Ikumi Nakamura. And she has, you might know her from games such as Okami, Bayonetta, and Evil Within. And she is the creative director of a newly announced game called Ghostwire Tokyo.
I'm excited. She looks super nice. I mean, that's a stupid argument to have, but she looks like someone I want to be friends with. That's what I mean.
Yeah, she looks like super, super cool, super chill. And she's just up there giving it stacks. And she looks so happy. So yeah, like I'm pretty excited about that.
Super
just cool. The fact that she got on stage, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we need more women on the stage. So go E3 for like taking a female stance at some point.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally. And there was a pretty cool cosplay display from EA celebrating their Apex Legends, a game that's out on their store. It's a game. As far as I know, it's like Fortnite, but not.
It doesn't look like Fortnite at all.
It kind of is, though, like gameplay. It's like EA's Fortnite, as far as I know.
I know that weirdo played it. It looked a bit like a mixture of Titanfall and something else. But it reminded me a lot of Titanfall, to be honest.
Okay. It always reminded me. Maybe it's just because it's kind of...
But maybe it could be that the gameplay is like that. I've never watched him play. I just see it occasionally. So it could be like Fortnite.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just that it's like kind of the rival of Fortnite right now. Like it was supposed to be the game that's come out to rival Fortnite.
It is a battle royale game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Look that one up.
So obviously Monica and I aren't really into the battle royale scene. So we're not too sure.
I tried it with Tetris 99 and I couldn't figure that one out, so I doubt that I will figure Fortnite or Apex Legends out.
Fair enough. But the exciting news is that EA actually one of their game characters is a double amputee, like two robotic legs, and for their cosplay they actually cast a double amputee person to get in costume and rock it
and play the character of Octane.
Yes.
So I find that super exciting.
Very exciting. And to see like the whole group of them together, we'll link to some pictures in our show notes. To see the whole group of cosplayers together is pretty incredible. Like they all look amazing. And there is an actual WMPT up there rocking. And it looks just amazing.
Some
disability representation. Sorry, Monica, go ahead.
Yeah, that's basically I just wanted to like underline what you said. It's so important to see more. It's been a long time that people tried to hide people with disabilities behind closed doors. So I feel it's so necessary to be out there more and more and more, because why shouldn't anyone be able to cosplay whatever the hell they fucking want? So for it to be super visible on a big stage like EA and a big platform like, or E3, like on the big platform like E3 is super important and so awesome. Mm-hmm. So awesome.
So awesome. So well done, EA. I keep wanting to say E3 as well.
I am so confused.
So many E's.
So many E's. So awesome. Well done, Apex Legends creators. We could say that as well.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
I mean, it's probably more for the knot in the tongue, but who cares?
Who cares?
And they released a new game, which is also like right up there representation-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And it is called Bleeding Edge. Sounds more horrifying than it actually is, I guess.
Yep. It's game developers who actually made Hellblade, which looks amazing, and I'm going to be getting it very soon, actually. It's a company called Ninja Theory. And they have recently been acquired by Microsoft. So technically, it's a Microsoft game. So Bleeding Edge is a 4v4 third-person melee combat game. So it's actually going to be quite similar to Overwatch. And like Overwatch, it is bringing the diversity.
But I feel it's a bit more diverse than Overwatch.
Oh, definitely. Like, the characters that have been released are just phenomenal.
Because not only do we have a slightly oversized woman? Well, oversized is the wrong word. It already feels wrong. How do you say that properly?
Fat.
Well, you have fat. You are not fat.
A overweight.
Yeah.
Large and in charge.
Large and in charge. I like that. Let's use that. That's way better than anything we said before. We have a large and in charge woman in the game. Owning the shit out of it. She's called Buttercup, which I find pretty hilarious, to be honest. Right. And it always, like, starts the song in my head. Build me up. Okay, I'm stop singing.
Buttercup, baby.
Just to let me down.
Mess me around.
And the worst of all.
You never call, baby,
when you say you will. But I love you. That's actually a really bad song.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why are the tunes so awesome?
I don't know. But Buttercup is awesome.
So the game, in-game Buttercup. So yeah.
In-game Buttercup, yeah.
So that's the first thing we have. And
then we've got Gizmo, who is looks like she's a sassy redheaded girl ready to kick your shit in.
Kick your shit in.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
No, she just looks awesome.
I like to. I think redheads are generally quite fierce. Mm-hmm. I mean, we speak from experience, all the redheaded people we know.
Yeah, true.
Quite badass. Don't mess with Gizmo, I would say.
Mm-mm. And then we've got Miko, who is a woman of color.
Also, is there a woman of color in Overwatch or a person of color in Overwatch? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Still looking. And the thing I am most excited about, I have to say, besides Buttercup, is Maeve.
Yes. Maeve is an old woman with wrinkles and glory, and she just is gonna kick your ass. She's amazing.
She's so gonna kick your ass. She even has like the look on her face that's like, you come mess with me, I'm gonna kick your butts.
Yeah.
So that's really, really super exciting.
Yeah. And I have to say, they also made this like incredibly buff dude character called Makutu, I think is what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And the butt that they have put on that character, it's like one really well-defined butt. So it's almost like a little bit of reverse representation, you know? Like, women are always getting the tit and ass area, but now we've got some bleeding edge buff dude.
Bleeding edge buff dude with a nice derriere.
Yeah.
Like America's ass.
What?
Like America's ass. Captain America!
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Like the country? It's a little concerned. Yeah.
No.
But yeah, so the representation for Bleeding Edge is just amazing right now. I'm 100% here for it.
Me too. So when you say it's a Microsoft game, they're probably going to release it on what? The Xbox?
Yes, but that's another announcement from Microsoft, is that they are releasing a new console. They have announced that. But all of their games are also going to be available on PC.
Nice.
Super excited for the future with Microsoft, actually, because they are making gaming really, really accessible.
I have such a hard time to get over my Microsoft hate.
I know.
But when I hear all of that, I'm like, yeah. But then I also feel like I'm cheating on everything when I cheer on Microsoft.
I know. No, I know. You're very much an Apple fangirl. But
yes, I am. But we're evangelists, so we can't be taken seriously in that regard. So yeah, that's super awesome. Excited to see more of a Bleeding Edge.
Yeah, I am 100% going to be getting it. Like, I know it's not even my type of game, but I'm going to be getting it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I feel I need to get more into the how to play games on my... But then I have only old machines, so how can I even...
You just need to get a new machine.
Yeah, I want new machines. So many new machines. But I want so many new machines.
That it's hard to choose which new machine to get.
Exactly. And also I need to log into Final Fantasy again at some point. So yay that.
Yay that. And Monica wanted to bring up one more thing, which, well, it's not necessarily about all the amazing,
no,
diverse representation.
It's not, but I feel we need to mention it.
We need to mention it because it's really badass and cool.
And it still is like super geeky because let's be honest, The Matrix was like the geekiest thing in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And we all grew to really love Keanu Reeves, haven't we?
We really have. I was saying to my friend the other day, like, when did Keanu Reeves become one of the coolest guys in Hollywood?
I feel he always was. And then he had a bit of a downer, so I was really sorry that I didn't see him for a while. And now he came back full throttle with John Wick, right?
John Wick and just being a really awesome human being.
I think he always was an awesome human being. I read somewhere, but that obviously could be old rumor, that he never got the fame let go to his head. So he was still driving the subway and stuff. So he was always still very humble, apparently.
Yes, and I think as like from at least an outsider's point of view, like he still is very humble, and he's just owning like this I don't know, he's just owning life right now.
Yeah, he deserves to own life. I feel sometimes you see people get super popular and then they suffer from it and their life suffers from it, and then they're not very popular anymore and not very successful in their lives anymore. And then I find really sad sometimes, especially when they get on movies that were that hyped, like Matrix was. But now he's back. And not only has he been John Wick, he also now, did you see that? Is part of the new movie on Netflix that's called Always Be My Maybe.
Yes, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's amazing.
I haven't seen the movie. I just saw the trailer or the scene where he gets to the restaurant and he's like super, he's playing himself. So he's not like playing any character. So he's playing himself and he's super like pulling himself through the dust with all of it. It's so hilarious.
Oh yeah. No, I need to see that. Maybe we'll watch it tonight.
But the coolest thing I feel is not only is he John Wick and he's Always Be My Maybe and he's owning his life in general, he's also going to be forever available in the Cyberpunk 2077 because he's a character in there.
Yeah, how mad must it have been to like just be hanging out at E3 getting all these game announcements and then Keanu fucking Reeves was on stage. You'd be like, I would have lost my mind to see that.
I would love to be there for that.
It would have been so cool. So Cyberpunk 2077, it's being released from CD Projekt Red, who were the company that released The Witcher. So The Witcher series, especially The Witcher 3, has been like a pretty decent RPG game. So pretty excited to see this Cyberpunk coming through. Saw the trailer for it. It looks really grungy, really dark, really dirty, and really full of Keanu Reeves. So I'm here for it, guys. I am here for it.
I feel like when you're in a video game, you're in it for eternity. Somehow, I don't know why, even though the games are not here for eternity, but somehow it feels like that. Like you're invincible is the wrong word.
It's like a different connection because you actually get to interact with them in a way.
Yeah, probably.
That you don't really get in like through TV and film. You don't really get that interaction. And okay, yes, it's all like they have their lines just the same as they do for a TV show, but you don't actually, it's not like one-on-one interaction.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, I feel he needed a heads up because Keanu fucking Reeves, as you said.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, listeners, who are your favorite diverse characters?
Who are you?
And what do you think about Keanu Reeves?
I mean,
these are my important questions.
I feel we don't need to ask the questions, what do you think about Keanu Reeves? Because, I mean, it's Keanu fucking Reeves.
True.
I mean, though,
that's true.
Though I would probably prefer him after a haircut. I'm not that into long hair with men, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Keanu can do whatever Keanu wants because he's Keanu.
Yes, I know. He's Keanu fucking Reeves.
He doesn't need your approval for his hair, Monica.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's not down to you.
That just breaks my worldview.
If I broke it that easily. Well,
what Keanu Reeves doesn't depend on my opinion of his hair in his life? How can you say that? So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in this week. Then let us know what you think of Keanu fucking Reeves and what Amanda said.
Yeah. And hopefully we get some more amazing announcements at E3. I know that we're recording this on Monday. And by the time this episode comes out, the rest of the announcements will have been made.
But you will get over it.
You'll get over it. And I'll be at Backstreet Boys, so it's not like we could actually record this episode any later.
Yeah.
So,
and
it is what it is.
Hashtag priorities. I mean, Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
See you
gals.
Next week.
See you next week.
Fresh and dandy. Is that even a word? I have no idea what I just said.
We're just going to leave now.
Bye.
Bye. If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.